every month here on Weekend Brekkie. We like to take a look at the great wide universe, galaxy, vast, God knows what beyond us. And we do that when Kirsten Banks comes into the studio. She is our resident astrophysicist extraordinaire. She's here in the studio with us this morning. As I've said, and I'm going to continue to say, I'm excited because of that. Good morning.
Good morning. And I tell you what, I am excited too, because what I have for you today is a doozy.
Now, see, this is your level of doozy is like bigger than most.
Yep.
Because it's on a galactic level.
It sure is.
So what have we got this morning?
So I have two things for you this morning. Okay, and the first one is real fun. Okay. So last week, within the last 2 weeks, the European Space Agency and NASA have come together for a 5-day conference to simulate an asteroid impact.
Oh, they have so... My Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Super fun. Super fun.
Super fun. Yeah, super fun.
I'd love to see the merchandise they created, like, I survived the asteroid conference
right?
in 2019. Great.
Like, I need the mug that was involved in this.
Yes. Okay, so a bunch of great scientists came together for 5 days simulate asteroids hitting the Earth.
Yes. So it was one asteroid, okay. one real big one, like okay. 200 meter long. Asteroid.
Jeez Louise.
Yes, coming with a 10% impact likelihood of hitting the Earth.
So which is low enough for my comfort zone.
Not low enough for anyone's comfort zone, really. Like 10% is way too much. I need that to be less than 1%, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Exactly. So basically this 5-day conference was a simulation over 2 years.
Okay.
Or a 2-year simulation, rather.
Yep.
And basically they came up with ideas to nudge the 200 meter asteroid just out of the way.
Yeah.
But
you got to play defensive. You got to play the goalie. Like.
Yeah. Mm. However, the outcome of their practice run was not really ideal.
Okay.
So they managed to nudge it out of the way. However, a 60 meter fragment broke off.
Just an itty bitty bit.
Just an itty bitty bit. And it headed towards the Earth.
Huh.
Now, the best thing about this is that the European Space Agency were tweeting about this the entire time.
Focus.
Like, yes, that focus. And so they had to have hashtags like hashtag fictional event, hashtag exercise only in capital letters, just to make sure that people knew that this was not actually happening.
How War of the Worlds is this?
Exactly,
this
right?
This is insane.
It is so absolutely insane.
They were tweeting it like it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But like hashtag don't fake news.
Yeah, fake news.
Yeah.
Definitely fake news. Like, don't panic. We are fine. So the impact zone ended up converging on Central Park, New York.
Not ideal.
Not ideal. That's a very, very built up area.
There's like a lot of ocean it could have landed in.
Honestly, the Earth is like 70% covered in water and it landed in Central Park. Come on.
I mean, everyone wants to visit New York.
Everyone does. Everyone does. So even the asteroids want to visit New York.
The asteroids want to visit too. I get it.
This is where they want to be. Now, I have to tell you the definition of the damage zones from the impact because it's quite funny.
Okay.
It's quite existential as well.
Oh, no.
So there's serious, yep, severe, critical, and unsurvivable zones. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Yeah.
Yep.
The serious zone, you will have a minor structural damage, okay, window breakage.
Sure.
And the thermal exposure will give you around 2nd-degree burns.
Ow.
Mm.
Okay, so that's like the lowest. This is like ideal scenario.
Yeah, and that's about 30 kilometers away from the impact.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Next is the severe zone.
Oh, dear.
Doors and windows are blown out.
Jeez.
There is widespread structural damage. Mm. And you'd have a thermal exposure of about 3rd-degree burns.
Ow.
Mm.
Okay, so that's not that's like
severe.
The second ring.
That's the second ring, and that's within like 20 kilometers.
Okay.
Okay. Then there's the critical zone.
Yeah. Okay. Understatement. Mild understatement.
Very, very mild understatement. Most residential structures collapse.
Okay.
And your clothing will ignite.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's really bad.
Yep.
For so many reasons.
And this is within maybe 8 kilometres.
Okay. So you've got to be relatively close.
Relatively close. And enough. Then within about 6 kilometres, you're in the unsurvivable zone. Like, you're not going to survive this because there is complete devastation.
Yep.
Thermal exposure will involve roll roofing ignition and sand exploding.
What?
Sand explodes in this critical, unsurvivable zone.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Well, imagine what happens to the clothes if the sand explodes. Oh, wow. No need to panic, everybody.
Don't panic. It's not real. It's fine. We're fine.
Jeez Louise.
And NASA wants to let everyone know that there are no serious asteroids within the impact zone for the next, like, decade at least. Okay, so we are good.
How comforting, NASA. Yeah. Thank you for destroying our hopes with your damn chart and then being like, no, it's cool.
It's fine. It's a hashtag fictional event. Hashtag
fake
just
news.
Exercise only.
Yeah.
It's fine.
But how great is this? Exercise only.
Exactly. They literally were tweeting this
for
the entire conference.
I mean, I love that social media intern whose job that was.
Right? Like, by the way, we're all going to die, but we're not going to die because it's just an exercise.
Yeah, it's okay, guys. It's fine. But it's not, but it is.
Mm-hmm. But it was a great test of new technology where we can actually start to implement and see that we might be able to just nudge things away a little bit.
So, like, a nudge is possible.
A nudge is possible.
You just got to be careful with the nudge.
Yes, it's a soft nudge.
You don't want to nudge and chip.
No.
You don't want to chip anything off.
No, especially not a 60-meter little asteroid.
I was really bad at sports. So, like, the whole idea of relying on a person to be good at aiming and nudging is like, terrifying. I know that the people like build their careers in like soccer and hockey and all these things where that those skills are like real. But I don't know. It's just a bit.
They've got a lot riding on them, don't they?
I don't think their chart did much to grow my confidence.
No. Hey, on the bright side, we don't live in New York.
No, we're really far away from New York.
We're really far away from New York.
I like that simulation.
We're very much just in the, maybe we'll hear just a slight bang noise. So just a poof.
Exactly. And then we're like, oh no, New York, everyone, don't go there. It's fine. Just stay here.
Just stay here.
Just stay here. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm suitably terrified now.
So I think we should end on something a little bit more exciting.
Okay.
So NASA is aiming to put the first woman on the moon by 2024.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised there hasn't been a woman there yet.
Exactly. Well, all of the manned missions to the moon were literally all manned missions.
Wow. Like, okay.
There was all men on the Apollo missions. They all stepped foot on the moon. They all walked around. They all did their thing. One of them hit a golf ball. Actually, two golf balls. So there are two golf balls on the moon. Fun fact.
Of course. The men just left them there, didn't clean up after themselves.
Of course. But now we're actually going to put the first woman on the moon, landing in the south near the south pole of the moon by 2024. It is called the Artemis Project, which is Apollo's twin sister.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't it sweet?
I love the naming. The NASA do well with
names. They do very well with names.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, they do very, very well with that. Didn't they send Jupiter's wife to Jupiter to check on him?
They did. Yeah. Yes.
They do well.
Juno's over there checking on Jupiter right now.
They do well. Okay, so we're going to put a woman on the moon in the next 5 years.
In the next 5 years, we are aiming to put a woman on the moon. But of course, NASA always needs more funding. Trump has given them $1.6 billion, which will happily let them do their thing for about 2 to 3 years.
Okay. Mm. So we need another 2 to 3 years.
We do. We need another $1.5 million. A billion, rather. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, man.
Hey, thanks, Trump. Who knows? It might not be him by the time it gets there. That's a long way away, and his presidency is short.
It is dwindling.
It is coming to an end.
Mm.
Wow. Okay. I'm keen. Yay, ladies on the moon. I'm so surprised that they haven't been there yet, though.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really long time to wait as well.
It is. Well, it's been almost 45 years since we've been on the moon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
All through the 60s, we were at the moon.
Loved it.
And into the 70s a little bit too, I'm pretty sure.
All about it. It's like, yeah, cool, groovy, and then no more.
Yeah. And back then, that was really the dynamic. Like, women weren't really astronauts back in those days. But we have a lot more women as astronauts now.
Yeah.
And so let's hope to put one of them
on the
moon.
That's really cool. I really like that.
Progressive,
I think that's
going
to be great. I think that's going to be really awesome. And I can't wait to see it happen. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. Kirsten, thanks for joining us this morning.
My absolute astronomical pleasure.
Ah, our astrophysicist extraordinaire, ladies and gentlemen, Kirsten Banks. Now, last time she was in, we talked about her TED Talk, which is online now as well. You can check it out on YouTube. Just Google her name. We'll pop a link on the podcast at the end of the show if you didn't check it out already. You should. She's amazing.